Welcome back to the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you all so much for joining us on this, what probably will be a bit of a ridiculous podcast episode for some of the things we have to talk about. Sorry in advance. We know you come here for the serious, not always the silly, but some stories are so stupid, they deserve what we give them. If we get 50 likes, we will play Festival Rock or Flop, a game where we book random bands in a middle of nowhere festival and see if we can get people to come. Thank you so much. Please hit that like button. And thank you all to everyone on YouTube who showed up. Question for everyone listening on YouTube live right now. Now, I see little crowns by usernames. If you could tell us in the chat what that means, we would love that, because the three of us were talking about it and we still don't know. It's a recent update since last episode with YouTube going live. So if anyone would like us to know, please inform us. Thank you so much. Final thing, a cat just walked in and hid in my closet. So if you hear a crash, that's one of my cats knocking things down.
It's a baby.
You were talking about a dog too earlier in the day.
The dog was barking his head off. A cat's going through my closet trying to look for equipment, apparently. So
yeah,
the podcast that rocks, bringing you the news that matters to keep you up to date. Oh, my dog barked today and my cat's in my closet.
Well, now you're just like, your dog barked. According to you, he was barking so incessantly, you were willing to trade him to one of us.
You don't realize how loud this dog gets. 96 big pounds boy. Of bark. Yes.
Big boy.
Mm-hmm. Top fans. Is that what that means? It's XP. Seems like Twitch was doing for their live chat.
All right. So all the twos and threes, you got to step your game up. That's true. Seriously.
You don't want to be a number. You don't want to be known for being a number two. Get it? Okay, we're going to go to the news now. I apologize, everyone. As I share my screen with everyone. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not the queen of dad jokes. That's somebody else on this show. Share the screen. Get this over here. Whoop. Bam. And it should be warped. There we go. Perfect. Can my co-host see the screen I'm sharing right now?
Yes, we can.
Awesome. I'm assuming that's both. Da-da-da-da. Thank you so much for tuning in, by the way. We begin our main story, as the subject suggests. For those who went to the My Chemical Romance opening dates at the stadium tour in the U.S., if anyone in there was in the chat, it went to that show, or if you want to leave a comment, just letting us know, let us and inform us on anything you saw. Because, holy crap, My Chemical Romance is getting dark. Darker. Excuse me. So now I'll ask this. Rowan, Alex, are both of you somewhat up to date on everything that happened at this live show?
I've seen like some of the highlights. I saw the, do we want to say it right now? The execution.
Yes. You just said it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
And just to clarify, he doesn't mean the execution of the show. He means actual onstage execution. That's literally what happens now at My Chemical Romance shows. I thought it started pretty fun with the yay and nay signs. And please correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm explaining this poorly, because again, I'm not 100% I understand all the rules. I'm pretty sure I do, but they handed a lot of fans signs that said yay or nay, and one cheeky Gerard went on stage and did his little spiel and brought out some candidates that were like just government candidates, political candidates. Is that the right way to say it? There's a lot going on. Okay, there's a lot. And now this won't click. There we go.
When he looks at me.
Goodness. Yeah, when you need TikTok to work, it won't work. Whatever.
Technical difficulties, folks.
I know, right? It's not like I had everything queued perfectly and then it just shuts down on its own for no reason. So, coming from this, you can see it on screen now. It's muted. One, Gerard had his political candidates on stage and the fans were going to show yay or nay with their signs. If they got a nay, what happened, Alex?
Are we allowed to say the E word, the execution?
I think execution is safe.
I think we're kind of past that.
Yeah,
it's
the third or fourth time now, so I hope we're okay.
I'm just kidding.
They quite literally executed them on stage. Now, for those wondering, they did what? Yes, it's all fake, obviously. But this is a little darker and a little nerve-wracking for the political climate going on around the world. And this is all surrounding the anniversary and full playthrough of Welcome to the Black Parade. That, I don't know if it's a baseball or football stadium they're performing in. It's on screen right now. It was intense. It was real intense. And no one was expecting it. So, first question, Alex and Rowan. If you went and saw a band you love and they did a mock execution on stage, how would you love it, Alex?
If it's fun. I mean, it's fun. It's fun. It's show. It's theater. Yeah.
Rowan?
I've seen bands who have also, like, I've seen bands who kind of like fake a kill on stage. Sure. We have another band we're talking about later tonight who are famous for that.
Yes.
We've talked about multiple bands recently that have done similar things on stage. It's just theater. It's fun.
It is. Yeah. It's 100% stage acting theater from a band who does concept albums and stage theatrics. So yeah. Why are we pitching this as just not a big deal? It's a big story for sure, but My Chemical Romance isn't usually gone this far with some of their stuff, especially at a big stadium show. Unfortunately, some people are very offended to the point where they're saying they're going to resell tickets and are claiming demonic accusations about murder on stage, and I made none of that up.
Yeah, that's, and they called Lady Gaga demonic for being Lady Gaga. So it's, people will call
magic spell.
Exactly.
Yes.
People will call anything that's fun and over the top and gory, and they'll call anything satanic.
That is,
I mean,
true.
Who are the people who are saying these are satanic or demonic? I imagine like an 80-year-old Bible thumper from the Midwest or something saying that. Like, or someone whose TikTokers. Opinion I wouldn't even care for.
I was going to say, I think a part of it, I think you're both in the right ballpark. It's the people that know they're going to get attention for this and are also offended. So if you're offended and you know how to get attention, this is your bread and butter right now. Like, this
is probably it. They're probably not even really offended. They're like, ooh, this is something I can pretend to be offended about for views.
Theatrical prop. My discernment actively trying to make sense of all this theatrical propaganda. And that's one person right here for their TikTok, just sitting down, looking, glaring for some reason. I'm missing something, I'm sure.
Whenever I see a video like that, by the way, I always remember you set up your phone. You made sure the composition was perfect. You're doing this in the middle of the concert while this is all happening.
And you could see fans behind her, one of which is dressed up.
Exactly. Yeah. And then she's just like, I feel like also, by the way, it could not have been the first take. Right. I imagine it's always going to be like one or two. And I just imagine like she does it the first time. She looks through it. And, oh, that wasn't a good take. Let me redo it. It's still going on. I don't know. It's so cringe when I think about that.
Totally. And these type of people are the kind of people who are like, I'm going to go to this like goth emo show because I have to show you how depraved they are.
Yeah.
It's just all for show. It's for their TikTok.
Yeah. That's another thing too. It's like, really, like, first of all, if you're offended by this type of thing, why were you even at the show in the first place?
And not a cheap show either. Not a cheap show either. This cost a bit and sold out fast. But also, all the hubbub about using cell phones too much at concerts. What about making your own anti-content with your cell phone while the show's going on? I think that's a little farther than just someone trying to record a whole song.
I guess, yeah, but at the same time, too, how would you as the venue or the promoters, how would you like go against that? How do you avoid that? You can't. Really.
It's like a shame on you to these content creators. You know what? Like they do it on purpose. Like there were a ton of people at the last show I went to at Hollywood Bowl. There were a ton of influencers like running up and down the aisles, you know, walking all around, just filming themselves the whole time. And I'm like, you're here at the show. You should go watch the show.
We'll get to this later with the Warped Tour giveaway announcing the winner. Warped Tour Long Beach is going to be Influencer Fest. 100%. Mm-hmm. There's going to be selfie sticks for days, everybody. Don't doubt it for a second.
So many.
Yeah. So
I hate it with a burning passion whenever I see people like kind of like vlogging in the street or something.
If you're not bothering anyone, I really don't care. If it's getting in the way of other people and other people have to maneuver around you, then you need to knock it off. That's my thing. So also,
yeah. I'll be at the gym or something and I'll have like a gymfluencer there. He has his phone set up when he's like pointing at the bench press. And if I just walk past him, if I walk in the shot, he gets mad and he starts screaming at me that you ruined my shot. Shut the hell up, dude. You don't own the gym.
I was going to say, does he own the gym? I can just
walk past you. So. No, he doesn't. They never do. But it's just like a thing where it's like, I am allowed to walk in here. I don't want to have to maneuver my way around your tripod just because you want to get your shot.
Correct.
The entitlement.
It is
insane.
Yeah, kind of. Again, the set list for everyone that's on there, it's online. They do cover all of the Black Parade. They delivered exactly what they said they would, and then some. In my mind, this is exactly how the band delivers their first stadium tour, their comeback. It does well. It gets people talking. Boom, demonic. So expect protesters soon when they start touring in some of the southern cities. And I think they are. I don't remember this all the tour dates, but if they tour down to some of the southern, Texas, if they go down to Texas.
Garbage, they're gonna be like, dude, Westboro Baptist is out there. That must be a bomb show.
That is the mark of quality, actually, now that I think about it. So
I think you're on the money where it's just people trying to get attention, because we had the same thing with Spirit Box last week, where again, not as severe, but. They were on a mainstream platform and then it's something that they're not used to. Immediately they're like, oh my God, this is a tank. This is to corrupt the youth. The only people who are saying that are people who know that they are in the minority with those types of views. And everyone else they're just banking on everyone to be like, shut the hell up. This is not that deep. You're making this a big deal. And they thrive on that.
100%. Yeah, exactly. We do have a problem, though, with that ideology. There will be protesters at the Arlington, Texas dates, which is where the Texas Rangers play the baseball team, and their support is garbage. The band. So they will be also protesting Shirley Manson.
Dude, Shirley Manson can handle it. We know that.
You stick her out in front with a baseball bat. Just let her have at it.
She doesn't even need a bat, man. She just opens her mouth and it's like, wow, Shirley, she's got this.
I'll show you demonic. I won't do the impression of.
I feel like you would be standing there, Alex, as her bodyguard.
You want to come at Shirley? You got to get through me too, and we would just it would be fine. It would be fine.
That tour date still go on. This was in Seattle, the first one with Violent Femmes. It goes on through September. Not coming anywhere near me. No, I'm not bitter, but still. If anyone hears this that was at the show, let us know what you thought in the comments, in the chat, whatever it might be. Someone's talking about pearl clutching, but who else will clutch their pearls? Apparently, if I was Gerard Way, who does rebound and gets creative with this, I'd double down. Oh, you didn't like four people being executed on stage, did you? Well, it's going to be Squid Games next week. That type of thing. Just go nuts.
It's fun. It's an honor. It is an honor. The fans go out there and they're like, I want to be next. And it's just fun. Let the kids have fun. Oh,
fans would totally pay for the personal VIP experience to be killed by Gerard Way on stage. Absolutely.
Oh, when we get, easily.
Yeah, we've got some fun stuff. I've got some stories I'll tell you later on. Later on, wink, wink.
The stories that never end. We don't know anything else about new music yet. That tease they made last week. We still don't have any updates on that yet. I'm willing to bet we will be hearing soon. Any other thoughts on the influencer backlash? That is what it is, too. Some of these people, influencers, are saying they're going to sell their tickets and things like that. And I, for one, think, what did you buy the tickets for in the first place? You know?
They probably didn't. My thing is stop giving them attention. But that's so much easier said than done, because we're talking about them right now. And it's like, that's what they want. But it's like, stop talking about them, because they just do this to be obnoxious and get in everyone's face and then get the attention for it.
They do.
I think we could still make fun of them. But when we actively engage with them on their platforms, on their profiles, that's just helping them get fed to the algorithm, which is what they want. Yeah. The more engagement, the more people they reach. And that's also what they're looking for.
Great thing also about that, and bad thing, however you want to look at it. With the algorithm, you think of TikTok, you don't control what's next. It's just an auto feed, you know? You start seeing My Chemical Romance, you're like, oh, hey, if that footage from My Chemical Romance, it's from the person saying it's demonic, and you don't find out till it's too late. Doesn't matter. That's a view. It's going to get spiraled out. It's going
to
keep going.
And also, if you... And again, if you comment on that just to say, like, this is stupid, what your way of thinking is stupid, they don't see it as a negative comment. They just see you posting a comment on this person. So again, you are now, like, now TikTok or Instagram now thinks that this is a content creator you want to watch. I have had bosses when it comes to social media where it's like, I don't care if I have hate comments. That feeds me to the algorithm. That helps me with my brand.
How do you think this girl got over 100,000 subscribers from all the hate, but I still have over 100,000 subscribers? Get it? Yeah. You guys thought it was probably leading to something serious. Nope. That's just how this channel is. Yeah. At least Gerard Way didn't sign his name on a bunch of bombs. We can't talk about that every week. We decided as a group, we're only going to talk about that when something else serious happens. No more of whatever that was. That's a good way to say it. Whatever that was. By the way, can you hear a cat howling in the back right now? Good sweet mercy. Something is going on downstairs. So we will have all, as saying MCR is demonic is like saying Kid Rock is a talented musician. Well, yes. I mean, yeah. And that's the thing too. They're not doing demonic imagery, you know, they're really not. But now, if there's anything else, let us know. But right now, we are about to have the greatest guest our podcast has ever had. I would like to invite the one, the only, Gretchen.
Woo!
In 1 minute, because she says she's handling something right now.
Maybe it's your cat screaming his head off.
I know. I just realized, that's probably because of the cats. Here she is. Less than a minute.
Sorry.
Hey, the ghost sweatshirt. Okay.
Let's have you. She's in the appropriate shirt for what she's going to talk about right now.
I'm in the sweatshirt. Nice shirt. 99% of the time.
Well, there you go. So that way everyone can see it on screen. A ghost hoodie. Thank you, everyone. Everyone in the chat, please say Gretchen is the best. That way we'll know that you're actually paying attention. Very helpful for the algorithm as well.
No.
On screen right now, you are looking at the write-up for what was the first ghost show in North America this year for Skeletor. Instead of just reading through things and doing all that stuff, I figure, why not have Gretchen answer a few questions from what she thought while you look at all the photos she shot. Wow, I can talk. As I was not the photographer, she was, and these are all from her. So, Alex and Rowan, if you have any questions about Ghost and this special tour, just jump in. First off, the big question, because this is something that a lot of people are talking about right now and how it worked. How was the cell phone ban?
I was going to ask that, actually.
As a photographer, it was great because we actually had to... am I not near it?
I'm looking at the feedback right now. It's like down here.
Sorry. So
talk a little louder, like dear.
I was just saying, as a photographer, it was great because we had to photograph it from soundboard. There was no photo pit. So we were back behind what regular pit is. So not to have everyone's hands up in the air with cell phones was really great as a photographer. But from what I could hear people saying, they said that the concert experience was significantly better because they were like just immersed in it and they were solely focused on the band and not needing to pull out their phone to get a shot or a video recording or anything like that. From the most part, no one has complained about like not having access to their phones, and you still have it on you.
Yeah, you don't turn it
in. You don't turn it in. Yeah. I went back after I was done with the three songs of photograph, and I went back in to look at a few or watch a few songs, and I had my little pouch and everything, and it was fine. And you also get to keep your watch, like if you have a smartwatch attached, so you can still see things pop up. You just can't take pictures.
The smartwatch thing is also something that makes a good point too. You can still have access to the outside world.
Yeah.
If you have a smartwatch, you can do it that way. So that's good to know. So
that helps with that emergency text argument. If you can keep your watch, that's awesome. I like that.
Yes, but at the same time too, that's only contingent on if you have a smartwatch.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
And thankfully, like I did, so like I could still see like you know, the cats were disrupting the cameras that we have in the house. And like, I was still getting messages and stuff. I could only respond with like the generic ones where it's like, yes, no, I don't know. Mm-hmm. but like, so you couldn't actually type up too much stuff, but you could at least still see things if you had a watch. So that was
I like that.
Yeah.
These pictures are cool, by the way, seriously.
Mm-hmm. So what about the set list? What did you think about that for songs they played, old, new, whatever? What did you notice about the set list from yourself?
Was there a lot off Skeleta?
Yeah, they pretty much covered every single album, which was really cool to see that every single album had representation. The only thing that a lot of people seem to have a hold up on, and they did end up playing it, I want to say in Florida and North Carolina, was the song Ritual. You can't go to a ghost ritual and not have Ritual on the set list. So we didn't have that in Baltimore, but apparently they did put it on there for Miami and then last night in North Carolina.
Florida got something that the DMV area didn't. I don't love that. I don't, but we'll move on. So other than that, what other things did you notice about? Because like we're looking at the new designs for costumes, the new ghouls, things like that. Anything else you noticed that stood out in a good way?
I mean, the costumes look great on stage. The lighting was spectacular. Again, coming from a photographer's perspective, the lighting was stunning. Not too much like super red lighting, dark lighting, anything like that. And so it really, really showcased their costumes and fits and everything really nicely. I will say like the first part, like the set is broken up into three parts essentially. So the first part, they just had like this velvet backdrop with the lit up crucifix. And so at first I was like, oh, they don't have like their little church theme going on. But then Cerise started playing and they dropped the backdrop and then it showed up and I'm like, oh, never mind.
Oh, that gave me goosebumps. I just pictured it. Bum, bum.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I was sitting in my assigned seat at that time. And I was just like, oh, there it is.
And to go back about the cell phone, can you imagine how many cell phones would have been pointed at that the entire time for that curtain drop and stuff? So those moments actually do mean a little more.
There was a lot of curtain recording. Drops. Like the first went before the first song is Peace Field. And so there's like a tattered curtain that all you can see are two monitors on the side of Tobias singing, and then a little bit of Peacefield plays, and then as soon as it gets to like the chorus, it drops and shows everything. So for the first like third of that song, it's just a curtain with side monitors.
This is the good stage shot right here that I liked. Yeah. So
on it's kind of cool. Now, the lights make up the crucifix. That is sick.
Yeah, it's really cool structure.
So
these shots are great.
I know, right?
So I do want to ask something about Tobias. So with this new Papa, with him actually having his Tobias face, did you notice any difference in sound that he didn't have a mask on?
I wouldn't.
Like, is there any difference in like clarity? You know what I mean?
I would say clarity was a little bit better. I didn't notice so much projection being different, but it was kind of weird at first to see his mouth moving and not just like the mask and like the little bit moving like of his lips.
Gretchen's A+ impersonation of the new Papa.
But projection was still the same, but enunciation, like you could hear every single thing that he was saying. Because there are
That's times awesome.
With other performances where it's like you knew the song.
Yeah.
But if you didn't know the song, you're sitting there going like, I have no idea what he's saying.
And I've been curious about that since they debuted this new look, because I mean, obviously, you know, that mask hinders some of your lip movement. So when he was actually having his Tobias face exposed, I was like, this is gonna be cool.
Yeah, no, it was awesome.
I think it was only during that Cardinal Copia era that he had the mask. Even beforehand, all the different iterations of Papa were just corpse paint, right?
I think they were all masks.
A mask
pre-Pipwell? Like
a combo. Yeah.
Really?
I remember shooting them in 2013.
Yeah.
And they had it then. Oh. He had it then.
That always looks like just face paint to me. I thought he wasn't wearing a mask.
Yeah. It's a mask and face paint. So like it's the combo type thing. Yeah. But they've been
doing it since then.
Yeah.
Okay. Good,
fair question, too. But yeah, here's another group shot. No, I'm not jealous that I wasn't there.
By the way, I love how like all the ghouls now have more unique costumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just not a carbon copy or a slight mask variation or anything like that. So
there, it's still uniform, but it still helps kind of give each and every one of them a unique personality or a unique look, kind of like how Sleep Token was during the 2024 year and tour.
And yeah, Tobias did a job a bit back to the beginning and then came over and did this. That's a pretty big week. That's a pretty big week for Tobias and Ghost. So yeah, like just like to what Rowan was talking about too, the bat wings here, more of a hanging outfit for the mask than a top hat.
Like
so yeah,
a habit.
Yeah, so they actually do have a little bit more to offer. And then some more of the overall appeal for stage presence as well.
And then, fun fact, in case anyone didn't know this, the very first performance Ghost ever did in the States was in Baltimore.
Oh, that's fun.
And then started the tour. Yep.
No, like way back.
No, I know what I'm saying. Oh, and then they started this tour in Baltimore as well. So it works out really well.
Yeah.
And also, this is a nice arena. I've shot Tool and Slipknot in this arena as well. So they do a good job with bands like this. I know getting there that night was not the most fun situation. We're not close to Baltimore, really. And getting there is a situation in the DMV. How long did it take you to drive? I know you didn't drive directly from here, did you? Or did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did come back. Okay. How long did it take you to get there from our house to the arena?
A little over 4 hours.
Dang.
And to get back, barely 2.5, correct? Yeah. The reason why, because you have to go through DC.
Yeah. And well, so like you can go around if you have the easy pass, which I have, but my GPS didn't know that. So it told me go through DC.
And she had not been to this arena before. And so also,
I was just going to follow the directions.
Yeah. And also, it's DC in rush hour. So
nice. On a Wednesday.
And it was pouring rain.
It was.
So it was the perfect theme for Ghost, to be fair. Storming endlessly, but yeah.
It was just setting the mood.
It was. It definitely was.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the other thing. Like, you felt bad for all the people, like, that dressed up into the corpse paint, face paint.
Oh, that's gotta suck.
Because the venue was not letting people in on time.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oops. So it was all droopy and stuff. So yeah, that's.
I imagine you have to have like your face down like this, right?
It was
all metal.
It is metal.
When I was in the parking garage, I got there late, so I had to park on the top of the parking garage. So there's no cover. I saw lightning strike a building while I was sitting in my car, and I was just like,
oh.
I'm going to sit here a little bit longer before I go inside.
With my expensive camera equipment, just skipping along in the rain.
And I had no coverage for it. So I'm just sitting there going like, I don't know what to do.
You're like, I think I should bring my tripod. You have a big metal pole.
My solid metal tripod. Yes.
I imagine you see like one of those influencers from earlier just be like, hey, I'm just about to see Ghost, and it's just like the ending of Caddyshack where the dude gets struck by lightning.
This is the one I would have wanted the protesters at to get struck by. That would have worked out perfectly for everybody.
There were no protesters.
No.
It's because they don't actually care about the scary things.
Yeah.
No. Just content.
I was.
That's a cool photo, by the way.
You got some good compliments in the chat. One from Roa just now and Alex. Yep, all these photos are up there. I'll post a link in the YouTube pinned comment tomorrow when this is on YouTube and just everything's set.
Finally, I got to ask too.
Go ahead.
It's a bit of a broad question. Luke's always been building up how much of a Ghost fan you are. What are some of your favorite tracks, you know, throughout the albums?
So, I mean, Dance Macabre, just because it's our wedding song. So, like, that's up there. Rats, because that surprisingly was the first song I ever heard by them. So pretty much anything off that album,
Raquel,
is like top for me.
So who introduced you to Ghost and who got you to go to your first Ghost concert and recommended it?
I mean, technically Jose Mangan.
Technically radio, blah, 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 but you heard it before. Who's the person in your life that introduced you to Ghost?
I guess it was you.
Yeah.
Remember that conversation we had at Aftershock that one time, Gretchen? It was obviously me.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
We went a year without talking about Ghost once. Is that the card that's trying to be played right now? I don't think so.
That is true. Luke did tell me, usually I'm a planner when it comes to concerts, but he was like, oh, you're listening to Ghost now. They're might be coming through. Definitely check them out. So I got my mom to join me. I got like tickets, I think less than 2 weeks in advance, and we went, and my mom and I walked in there not knowing what to expect, and we just stopped in our tracks. So she looked at me, she's like, what did you bring me to? And I'm like, I don't know. Luke told me it was cool. And then we got there and it was a lot of fun. Though there was one guy that was drunk and kept screaming, play Square Hammer, like, that's, for 5 minutes.
You get one of those every concert. Had I met your mom at that point?
No.
Okay, so yeah, that was my introduction to her mom as well.
Yeah.
So that's all. If this was awesome. The prequel tour.
Yeah, that's how.
Like, if this was the prequel tour, was this also, when I saw them on that tour, they had, who's the old Papa? You know, the Pope one. He was in a coffin and then he came up for a sax solo. Did he do the same thing for yours?
He did for me.
That yes.
He did for that tour.
Yep.
Yep.
So, final question. Would you recommend this tour to anyone?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that's clear.
To be fair, I'm a little biased because Ghost is my favorite band. Mm-hmm. So, like, it could be the worst tour ever and I'd be like, yes, go. Yeah. But it's not. It's incredible. They did such an incredible job with the set, with their set list. They were very intentional with it. It was fantastic.
So, Alex and Rowan, anything else for Gretchen?
Thank you for sharing your photos. Those are fantastic.
Yeah, these are awesome. Seriously, well done.
Also, someone in chat just said, wow, these are nicer than Luke's.
Oh, no, what?
Well, now that the mood's ruined.
Not for me. Thanks.
See if you're shooting concerts for me later this summer. Oh, yeah. Not funny anymore, is it?
Oh, you're sharing the quality.
You already told me no when I asked for Simple Plan, so.
That's for your own good. That's for your own safety and sanity. So
you've already given me Volbeat.
So. I have. So that being said, you are welcome to stay here for a little bit, or if you have stuff to do, I know you have to might have other stuff. Either way, would you like to stay for the shenanigans, or do you have some other things you need to do?
I'll leave y'all to it.
Mm-hmm. You know what stupid stuff we're going to talk about. That's probably why.
Hi, Gretchen.
I don't actually know. Mm. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone say
thanks
bye.
Thanks for hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm aware I'm the least popular person in this house on this podcast. That's just how it is. I've come to terms with it. So thank you indulging everyone. I just want to make sure everyone was aware about the ghost tour and the ins and outs, especially about the cell phone ban. So hopefully that was an acceptable on-screen diversion. And
look at the comment, experience. By the way, tell Luke how a real photo is taken.
Ooh, you're right. I have no idea. So
coming for you, man.
I know.
Please don't divorce because of me. Oh, my God.
No. It's funny because next week, you guys will all know this by now. She shot Ghost and I shot a very different concert the following day. So you'll find out what that is next week. And I assure you it is not Ghost. So we now move on to breaking news that happened this afternoon, literally moments after all three of us went slow news week. We are now going to get litigious in the world of Jane's Addiction. For starters, Dave Navarro and the rest of the band are suing Perry Farrell for everything that happened last year and the eventual end of Jane's Addiction. Assault, battery, and the end of a tour costing a lot of money for a lot of people, not just these three. The crew, the venues, all that money gone because Perry Farrell had a massive hissy fit. Is that a proper way to say it?
Yeah. I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to read a little bit. Then we'll get to the next part of this. That's a two-part story. Number one, Dave Navarro is suing for his former Jane's Addiction bandmate Perry Farrell for assault and battery following the onstage altercation, including Eric Avery and Stephen Perkins, and suing Perry for emotional distress, negligence, and breach of contract over the subsequent cancellation of the band's tour following the incident. That last one, breach of contract, they're looking for a minimum of $10 million in damages. Now, while that sounds like a ton, think about how many venues. This was a big tour that sold well already. How much money was going to go to all the stagehands, road crew, all the venue crews and things like that? That actually might be somewhat accurate. That might not be like him just trying to get rich quick. And this is multiple people. So,
yeah.
Do you think Perry Farrell squared up and just tried to play this quietly? Anyone? Anyone think that? Anyone? Okay, I got to pull it up. So Perry Farrell's lawyer responded maybe an hour, 2 hours after. So Alex or Rowan, who would like to read be Perry Farrell's lawyer? I'll let one of you two read this quote. Rowan, you're up. You raise your hand first. That's how I do things in class.
Yep. All right, let's do it.
Can you see the screen?
Yep.
Hang tight. I got to zoom out to get it all in. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
All right. This is yet another clear example of the group uniting to isolate and bully frontman Perry Farrell. The timing of this baseless lawsuit is no coincidence. It was filed only after they caught wind of legal action coming from our side. It is a transparent attempt to control the narrative and present themselves the so-called good guys, a move that's both typical and predictable. Just like when they release a defamatory and entirely unfounded statement about Perry's mental health and unilaterally cancel the remaining tour dates without his input. They're once again scrambling to get ahead of the truth in a desperate effort to save face. Lawyers for Perry Farrell.
Now, this is the no you defense in lawyer speak. First, does anyone, Alex Rowe, do you have anything you'd like to interject right now with Perry Farrell's response to all this stuff? Rowan?
Well, with the wording, I said this to you guys in our group chat. The timing of this baseless lawsuit was only filed after they caught wind of legal action coming from our side. So, by my understanding, Perry was planning on suing first. That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it feels like a cover up. He's like, well, they heard that I was going to be doing something. So they started this first. But you know what? I am doing something now.
They can't do that.
You can't sue me. I'm suing you. In fact, I sued first and I'm the good guy. They're bullies. That's literally what's being said right here. Also, did literally everyone who knows about this situation already before these lawsuits saw the live footage of a drunk Perry Farrell throwing a punch, causing a fit and having to be restrained?
And I would love to be in this courtroom and hear what their defense is, because I feel like that is smoking gun, that video.
Well, the instruments were too loud, Rowan. He couldn't hear himself.
Oh, Mr. Farrell, actually, we have reports from you the other four nights before that, also having drunk behavior with many, literally dozens of eyewitnesses that know you and thousands of other people that saw it live. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Farrell? No, you! Like what else?
I was gonna do it first.
Yeah. So this is a grown man with lawyers for Perry Farrell. I also love, maybe it says it somewhere else, they didn't say who the names of the lawyers were, as if to say the lawyers were too embarrassed to actually have to put their name to this defense. But maybe they put it somewhere else. I don't know. But that's what's going on. This is just with the basic logistics and the basic read up I did today. This actually has some merit on Dave Navarro and companies. I'll just say for him on like the three party, the rest of the band mates and anyone else they're suing on behalf of towards Perry Farrell to get some of that money back. But there is some good grounds for that.
You know, I agree. It's not them just trying to make some money. It's more like, yeah, we had this whole tour plan. We were working with these promoters. We were working with these venues. We have staff. We all lost money because this tour got canceled early. And now we have to reimburse these people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they had this entire tour planned and it obviously got canceled because can't be on stage together. But not only that, it also completely squashed any hopes or plans or future albums or future, you know, comebacks. It squashed all of that.
Yeah. There are two points in the chat that I really think are good. One person asked, so is Perry facing criminal charges over this? Fair question. No, they haven't pressed any charges over it. Like, that's one thing. I mean, Navarro absolutely could have, but he didn't. But this is the fallout for that. And number two, some other people saying, yeah, the band's dead now. Yeah, I can't see the band getting back together after this. Why would they want to? Why?
I feel like the lawsuit really is the nail in the coffin. This is you could make the argument if he cleaned up his act, maybe. But after this, I cannot imagine they could stand being in the same room with each other.
I can't imagine how the actual, I don't know, the hearing and the defense and like the closing statements. What in the world is Perry Farrell's lawyers going to try to come back with? What proof of evidence does he have towards anything while he himself is doing all this?
You would have to get a Saul Goodman-esque lawyer who is somehow able to scrub all copies of this video from the internet, which is an impossible task.
Way too late for that. This has been on our podcast. If our podcast can cover it, I'm pretty sure the biggest outlets out there already have a downloaded safely.
This picture alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's a screenshot.
Dave Navarro could probably grab like the crappiest lawyer he could find. And yes. all you have to do is just show him this video. Hey, Your Honor, Exhibit A, Perry assaulting Dave on camera.
Yeah. And then you have that many witnesses. I'm not even talking about the audience, like people that worked with him, eyewitnesses and people working on Roadhand, all confirming that he was messed up that night and previous nights before. I just cannot see this going well for Mr. Farrell. I can't.
Mm-mm. So, he just didn't want to be the bad guy. Like,
yeah, well, clearly he's not the bad guy. He's the one getting bullied. That's what we found out about today from his lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Perry. So
I got them.
We're going to move on because I do feel a little dumber after reading Perry Farrell's lawyer's response. Just going like, really, is this what's going to be?
There's just so many instances where I see someone make like some legal claim where I'm not guilty or I'm going to sue. And immediately I'm thinking there is video evidence or police caught you dead to rights. What would be your defense?
Mm hmm. We're going to find out. And that's the thing, too. We will find out if this is actually going as far as it does. A $10 million lawsuit and more lawsuits coming out of this. Yeah, it's going to go far. Something like this doesn't just get dropped. So we move on to a bit of informative news. Like we were talking about more litigious things. However, we are in a situation now, at least here in the United States, where public media, public broadcasting, national public radio, other things like that are really about to be defunded massively, and copyright laws and things like that are not going to be as protective of it as much. That sucks. There's no reason for that. So I now give this time to a representative of the public media who does a much better job of explaining it than I do. One, Mr. Blothar from GWAR.
The Berserker Blothar of GWAR. And I'm here to talk to you about public media. Public media is in danger. You know, many years ago, my personal friend, the great Fred Rogers, he testified in Congress about the value of public media, about how important it was in children's lives. And he famously secured funding for National Public Radio. Why? Because he was able to demonstrate that it makes a difference and that it's important. Mr. Rogers, who brought love and light into the world, into a dark and hateful world. Well, that is on the chopping block right now. Things like that. The Senate will vote on a House-passed Rescissions Act this week, which would eliminate $1.1 billion in already approved funding for public media. And this would strip essential services. It could force rural stations off of the air entirely. They won't be able to pay licensing fees the same way that they did for music. This could very well silence the music.
We'll leave it right there. It goes on for a little bit more. One, this is all very accurate. Everything Blothar said is completely backed up by factual evidence and bills that have already passed. Number two, please let us know in the comments, in the chat, and Alex and Rowan, would you like to have Blothar dressed up speaking to Congress before this vote happens? Because I would.
Yes, please. Yes.
I would probably actually watch politics for once.
Yeah. And the rest of the band, too. I do not want him on his own. I think the rest of GWAR should show up with him and give him the floor. 1 minute. That's not asking much. I think he's more than proven. He knows what he's talking about. And it's time Congress had some fear struck into them. Any thoughts?
If Mr. Rogers is in his corner, he can go testify before Congress. Yes, please.
Yes.
I imagine he's like in a business suit, but he still has the udders sticking out.
And the udders and lots of blood dripping from the actual suit. So it's like bleeding on the floor, like when he's walking back and forth. So.
He's just dripping blood as he's walking up to the podium.
Yes, correct. So I would also like to point out, I have not approved or gone over this with Alex and Rowan, but I think I can speak for them on this. If you're upset or worried about how Mr. Rogers and PBS is affecting our youth in a negative way, you clearly are the problem, not Mr. Rogers or PBS. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. This came out of I didn't see this coming at all. I mean, everything.
No one saw Blothar doing this. No one saw that coming. Correct.
Exactly. But I'm really glad that he spoke out on this because, as he said, and as we've kind of all discussed, maybe separately, but it is extremely important. And if you've got, you know, this, what does he call himself? The Berserker.
He's an alien. We'll just say he's an alien.
He's an alien. I know he's an alien, but I thought there was a specific. Okay. Scum dog.
Yeah.
He's coming out and talking about, you know, silencing the music and helping protect public media, we've reached a really, really bad point. So let's pay attention to what he's got to say.
Mm-hmm. I would also like to point out that while no one expected this from Gore, Gore apparently is trying to do more for public media than 99% of other bands right now. And final thing that he brought up, the funds were already approved. This was already voted in. It's just now being held back because they want to put it into, I don't know, vacations? Maybe. I don't know. I honestly don't know. All I know is they don't want to do this because they don't want public. Some people in politics don't want public media anymore. So do your part.
Like,
yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. This whole thing really, really irks me to like the core of my being, because it's like dollars a year per person. And they're like, I don't want my tax dollars to go towards that.
Oh, I agree. I'm sure it's less than
that. Bucks.
It's probably
like a couple bucks a year.
Yeah.
If
at
that.
Most, at most. So, yeah. Also, think about growing up when you were a kid, how much, if you watched PBS or if as an adult, you listen to NPR, how much did you pay to do that? It's not like streaming services. I don't remember having to pay for a streaming service to watch Arthur when I was a little kid.
It wasn't, but the whole point of like, it wasn't, it didn't cost you anything. This was the thing that every TV had. It wasn't even a thing where had cable, this wasn't part of a channel package back in the day, back when cable was dominant.
Mm-hmm.
You still get it on your antenna.
You still do. But Sesame Street's gone woke. We can't afford this anymore. And that's the argument. So,
no, yeah. And they're like, we're going to convince everybody that it's so expensive and we need to cut this. And that's where I get super mad, because I kid you not, when you break down how much is set aside for public media per taxpayer, it's a couple of bucks.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Per year.
Yeah. So, again, protectmypublicmedia.org. It does matter if people go to something like this so they actually have names and numbers and things like that to list. So that is our...
I think we're going to have some new special guests on stage with Gwar.
I hope so.
Talking about executions.
Yeah, I'm shooting for next week as a photographer. I really hope they do have something like that. I'll be front row in the splash zone with my camera covered in plastic. Yeah.
Because this is what I do with Gwar. Do you have a like sleeve, like protective sleeve for your camera? Because that's what I got.
I have a sleeve at a poncho.
Just for that show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Poncho. You have to have a poncho. Yeah.
The poncho is usually enough, so. I know what you're talking about.
The poncho's for you, but for your camera.
The sleeve goes on the camera, but I also have a poncho for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I
shot Gwar back in 2017, something like that. And then
I bought a white shirt.
Yeah.
A plain white shirt just to go to Gwar, and then like the blood on it would be like my souvenir. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get that dirty.
This is the new amphitheater that I'll be shooting this at, like the super nice one. And yeah, this is gonna be they just destroy it. It's gonna make it so gross. So yeah, that'll be this concert coming up. Lamb of God and Gwar at their hometown show. Yes, it's gonna be that. So final thing and a bit of good news. We were talking about I Prevail and how they parted ways with their former singer, Brian, pretty much amicably, just other things going on. Well, the big news coming, it's they got their upcoming album finally announced, Violent Nature. And it looks like they're going to be dropping a new single real soon, because they did a fun thing. And this is what I want to talk about. New album, Violent Nature. Get the album, the 20K pre-saves, and we'll drop the next single. Pre-save it at the link in bio. I think that's a smart idea. That encourages engagement, that gets fans excited, and that way they can visibly measure that people are actually wanting to click on something and get the word out. That's how you do it for free, everybody. Like, just do it free and get people the buzz. That's how it's going to work. Now, this is going to be a lot of, not backlash, but a lot of people wondering what's going to happen. The first two comments, not the same without Brian, but let's give it a chance. Second comment, not the same without Brian. Just stuff like that. I Prevail's got an uphill climb right now to prove what they can still do.
I will say, though, I am very optimistic, because especially the title track. Dude, my friends and I have been going crazy over that title track ever since it dropped. We just love the breakdown on that.
They did a good job.
My friend Shock, who's always in the chat here, he loves that. He loves that chorus so much. He's always like singing along to it whenever we're just hanging out. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful.
Yeah. So
honestly, with Eric doing what I've heard from Eric doing the cleans and, you know, the harsh vocals, I think it's going to be awesome. He definitely impressed me big time.
He did. I think the nature of it forced him to step it up. And this wasn't like a sudden thing where I had to learn it fast. You know, he's been in the practice. He's been in the business doing this with I Prevail for many years. So I definitely have cautious optimism and I'm hopeful for what else they have to create. So, and maybe this is me, there's speculation. Maybe this is what forces them to go to the next step to try different things. And it works out brilliantly.
Now, you kind of make a good point there, because would you say Violent Nature was heavier compared to their usual stuff? It felt like it. Even though they are metalcore.
Heavier compared to several of their radio singles. That one, I would say.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, definitely heavier than something like Scars.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bow Down was heavy.
Yeah, and they did like... They did like the typical I Prevail kind of pattern that they do. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of dropped a heavy and then they dropped the radio friendly song.
Sure.
Into hell, you know?
Absolutely. So I think those things are pretty good. We do have a couple orders of business. First, we're going to go through our upcomings and albums and tours. And then we have something very special to show all of you for our Warped Tour Long Beach giveaway. First, let's go to the upcoming albums and tours. Alex, quite a few tours got announced this past week. Is there anything you'd like to cover and let everyone know about?
Some big ones that we've got coming down the line. Demon Hunter just announced a fall U.S. tour. These are pretty fun. I haven't heard from them in a few years.
I haven't either. Like, they did a double album a couple of years ago, and that's the last I remember, like, actively checking them out. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Deaf Heaven just announced a U.S. tour with Harm's Way and I Promised the World.
Yes.
Dark Angel just announced their first North American tour in over 30 years. That's super fun.
That's crazy. So that's intense.
Over 30 years. That's crazy. Cattle Decapitation just announced a North American tour with Aborted, Frozen Soul, and Tribal Gaze.
That'll be heavier for the older crowd, but still really, really good also.
Definitely heavy. And then Alter Bridge, they kind of gave us a 2-for-1. They just announced a self-titled album as well as a tour and a special acoustic benefit show.
Mm-hmm. Alter Bridge does a lot of the charity stuff, a lot. And if I'm correct,
they're super cool.
They are. And if I'm correct, because they're doing the tour in Europe where they're massive, like they're playing stadiums in Europe while they're playing just clubs in US. But that one US show is going to be in Nashville. There's only one U.S. performance this entire year for Alter Bridge. I think it's that benefits one. The rest are going to be overseas. So if I'm correct.
I just hopped out of it. I don't know.
I'm going to say yes. And you guys can just confirm that I'm right. Like always. Thank you. Now we go.
Well, thank you.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Awesome. Rowan, what albums do we have coming out on July 18th, 2025?
Well, first of all, wait, 2025? Oh, no, wait. Oh, my God. Sorry. For some reason, I thought you said July 25th or something. Sorry, I'm dumb. But anyway, first of all, I want to start off with this is coming out tomorrow. President is releasing their third single now, Rage. This is the first single since their Download performance. I rewatched the Download performance, and if you guys remember back when we covered that, I kind of gave I threw some shade at the drums just because of their over-reliance on triggers. And, well, especially on that song, I feel like my opinions were kind of valid. It's just so out of place. If you are a drummer and
I've not heard
that,
the live version, open. So I'm curious to see what Rage is. So
it's very EDM-like sounding. There's some heaviness, but it's like it's at the very end.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Now, going to albums now, we have Abigail Williams with A Void Within Existence, classic black metal band. I can't be the only one who kind of had this because they're what it's named after, but I didn't even know about this band and get into them until I had to read The Crucible for high school.
Okay.
And then I was just looking up like the characters for like a paper or something like that. Gotcha. But no, ever since then I got into them and like they are pretty good. I'm not a big black metal guy, but they're one of the few that I'm into.
Okay.
Yeah. Next, we got Scars on Broadway with Scarred for Life. Guys, if you don't know, this is Darren's solo band from System of a Down. Just awesome stuff. I love Darren as a guitarist. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing lyricist, too. I'm just excited about this. It feels like it feels like every member of System of a Down just does great with like their side projects, too. Does John have a side project? I can't remember.
Not a musical one.
Oh, okay. I know.
his side project is going online and ranting about things.
I was going to say he had a comic book store.
Yeah, and that's way more it's not a music one, but that's something that's much more positive than the route I was going. So good job.
Yeah. I thought that's what you were alluding to.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, we also have Slaughter to Prevails with Grizzly. Every time they release a single like for this album, I have been getting more and more hyped because that whatever song they release would become my new favorite Slaughter to Prevail song. I loved Viking when that dropped. Bail It, if you guys remember too, I think I named that as one of my favorite songs of 2024. Song 3 with Baby Metal just goes so hard. I am excited for this, seriously.
Lots of stuff coming. Final thing before we get to the Warped Tour giveaway. It's Alex's turn for Song of the Week. And Alex, would you like to tell everyone what you chose for Song of the Week?
Absolutely. What did I pick?
It's all
I know
right
it was
now.
The Pretty Wild.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Living Dead. Okay. Sorry. They have so many good songs out right now. I totally got my wires crossed because Button Eyes is really stuck in my head these past couple weeks. But this new one, Living Dead, super awesome song. If you're not familiar with The Pretty Wild, they're really good. They're sisters and they're currently touring or they're getting ready to hit the road with that Hell Hath No Fury, I think, is the tour this time within this moment. Kat Von D, Wargasm, and The Pretty Wild. If it's going to come anywhere near you, definitely go check out The Pretty Wild because they are very impressive. I personally really enjoy their sound. It's got that heavy and it's got some of that like electronic. And I mean, you've got beautiful voices. It's awesome. Check it out.
Alex approved. You can hit that up later when you be in the pinned comment. Check that song out. And now we also go to Alex to explain the Warped Tour Long Beach VIP ticket giveaway for those of you who entered. It's on screen right now.
Yes.
So you go ahead and explain while I do this. Go for it if you'd like to explain, or should I just start doing this right now?
Go for it. So, okay. I mean, we decided to give away 4 VIP passes to Warped Tour Long Beach. Super fun, super awesome. Very excited about this one. We officially drew our winner yesterday. We had hundreds of entries. So thank you so much for supporting the giveaway and checking out our Instagrams and following us on Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff. We drew the winner yesterday. And so the winner of 4 VIP passes to Warped Tour Long Beach with all of those VIP perks and viewing areas and, you know, special access to areas. What else does VIP have?
It's got the viewing areas. You get private eating areas. I think you do get a little merch, like a free, like a merch, like sticker pack and stuff.
Oh, Scott Remy.
And the reason why we did it this way, like we recorded the winner so that way no one could say, oh, you cheated. Oh, you picked out someone random. No, this was a start to finish recording. So that way everyone knew this was as fair as possible. She entered all the names in. We had this set up. 4 VIP Warped Tour Long Beach tickets. The good Warped Tour. I'm still bitter about that. Congratulations to Scott Remy. And thank you for everyone for participating and following and doing all that.
You know,
yes,
if
thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You know, if the name that came up was Buckshot, this whole chat would be screaming right.
I was like, ah, oh, is Ron? Just spin the wheel.
I won.
And the whole chat's like, right.
And that's why we did it this way. We wanted full transparency. So we just put every single entrant on this full spreadsheet, put them in the spinner wheel thingy, and voila, here's our winner. Congratulations again. Thank you for the support. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Rocked, Buckshot, and Voice of Alex.
Yes.
We've got other fun things down the line.
We share stuff. We try to tag and comment on our posts and stuff. We add collaborators. So that way, if you like the podcast shorts, like I add these guys as collaborators and tag them. So that way they'll see stuff too. You can talk to us. You can ask questions there. As long as they're not weird, we'll answer them. Please don't make it weird. But follow us. There you go. That's not so bad, right?
Ask not to make it weird. People are going to make it weird.
I assure you, they'll make it weird if they were already going to anyway. Me not saying that doesn't hold them back. So
probably encouraged a little. Thanks, Luke.
It's not encouragement if they're already weird. It's the internet. So, you know. That's fair. We have no super chats, but we do have over 50 likes. So, Alex and Rowan, are you ready to book a festival?
Oh, you do know it. I am.
Okay.
Do it.
Well, bam. Every week when we hit a like goal or we get a $10 above super chat, we book a festival and see if it rocked or flopped. What does that mean? Well, these four bands that are picked at random out of a folder will help us decide if this is something worth going to or not. Four bands, what little town do we want to visit now? Are we going to have this little festival in?
Iowa.
Go Iowa. Ames, Iowa. Des Moines. Yeah, Ames, Iowa. No, Des Moines too big for something like this little festival we're doing. Ames, okay, Iowa, AMES, the second biggest city in Iowa. I think it's a college town, maybe. I don't know.
Fingers crossed for Slipknot.
You see, that'd be great for them, though, like for a Slipknot, but still. Ames, Iowa. Let me pull off this. So everyone knows I'm not cheating. You are getting a four-band show. Let's see if this is something worth going to. What's the name of our festival? Got to figure that out.
Execution Fest? I don't know.
It's not bad.
Sounds heavy.
It does. Execution Fest. That's fine. Here we go.
We're gonna get something wimpy.
Yeah, we're going to get like the most like play it safe the, pop band.
Oh, that's right. The Wiggles.
Oh my God, yes.
All right. No. Execution Fest. Band number one in Ames, Iowa.
EJR.
Rancid. Okay. All Rancid. Right. Okay. Number two, Limp Bizkit. This is a 90s-tastic show already. Number three, Psycho Stick.
Love the hat.
Only the best for Ames, Iowa, as they sing the beer song, and this is not a sandwich. And number four, Tool.
I'm going. Oh, my God.
Ames, Iowa may not be left standing after Execution Fest with Tool, Limp Bizkit, Psycho Stick, and Rancid. Yes, I would go asterisk. I would want to be somewhere behind the barricade, not with the crowd, because I don't know what the crowd's going to be like. It's going to get weird in the middle of nowhere with this.
I'm going to be in the middle of that mosh pit during break stuff. Okay. That's where I'm going to be.
Okay. I'll go. I'm going to hang out in the back.
You're thinking the same way. Water. I don't know if I want to be in the full crowd with all that.
I'm going to people watch, because this is going to be a really weird mix of people.
Yes. Psycho Stick fans, then Limp Bizkit fans, then Tool. Rancid is the most normie. And that's saying
Have you ever said that, ever?
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. That's saying something.
It's going to be a bunch of ska fishing out. I was like two-stepping.
Just the one ska fan that shows up. I'm here for Rancid. I think it works. Chat, yeah, I see a lot of yeses in chat already. Yes, yes, yes. 90s Fest, yes. I'm a maybe. Yes, yes. I'm leaving before Tool, but I'm definitely going. Really? Okay. I'll be right next to you. Leaving before Tool? Yes. Leave before Tool, though. Yeah, some people don't want Tool. They just want Limp Bizkit and Psycho Stick and Rancid.
You're missing out, bro.
I mean, you know what? It's still a yes. Everyone's saying it, so I think that works pretty well. Thank you all so much for everyone that participated, left comments on the Rocks Warped Tour giveaway that Alex helped run. That was a big help. Please continue to follow all three of us, all that other stuff. That being said, as we wrap things up, I will have more coming next week. Another video coming on, let me stop sharing my screen. Excuse me. Sorry, it's going to be a little wonky on OBS for just a moment for everyone watching on YouTube. Well, bam. Thank you all so much for watching on YouTube Live. The people that did that, thank you so much for everyone that participated. The next video I'm hoping to have done on Monday, I've already started editing it, is, it's not that I'm embarrassed. It's that it was an embarrassing event I had to cover and do. That's all I'll say at that. Alex and Rowan already know what it is, and they're being very good about keeping their mouths shut.
I can't wait for the video on Monday. Make sure you're subscribed and you have the notification bell clicked on. Yeah. You're not going to want to miss it.
See this. Alex and Rowan were there like while I was going through footage and photos of working an event and explaining it. So
While it was going on, the Deftones song dropped, and we got to listen to it before had to listen to instead of that. Yes, you have my sympathies, my friend.
That is correct.
Neener, neener.
Like, I could say, like, yeah, I got paid to do it, and I'm making a video that hopefully people will watch, but I still rather would have not have done it. So
at least you're honest.
I know, right? I can't hide it, but yeah, there's some... excitement coming for that. It's ridiculous. So
someone says it was simple plan life. You wish. Trust me. Least, you will chat. You will never guess what it is.
I could laugh about, and I could probably at least explain a little better for myself. Okay. Alex, anything you'd like to say before we wrap it up?
Nope.
Rowan, how about you?
Just because we didn't get to mention it earlier, new Deftones song, absolute banger. Seriously, go listen to it if you haven't yet. It's awesome. I love Deftones, and I'm so happy they're back.
Very
this cool. Whole year, amazing for music, honestly.
Awesome.
And we're only at the 7.
We've got plenty of time, so I'm hopeful for more stuff coming out, too. Next month, too. That's for new Deftones. Private Music, it's next month. They did not do the 6-month wait for a single and then the other things. Here's the first song, album next month. That is awesome. So, Alex, last week was a bit of a questionable joke. I'm not really sure if you got the laughs out of us or not. So I don't know if it counts against the streak or not. However,
cringing. You said that counted. That does not count, by the way. Cringing does not count.
The best dad jokes. The best dad jokes cause major cringe.
I was going to say, if it's a hard enough cringe, that does kind of count. If it's a hard enough cringe, you got to like really get the shivers with it, though. So
if you roll your eyes, if you cringe, or if you're like, ugh, it was a good dad joke. If you laugh
through your nose, if you blink.
Exactly. It's a good dad.
Oh, yeah. You breathe your nostrils. Oh, yeah. It was a good dad joke.
That's a laugh. That's a laugh.
Yeah, that counts. That counts. If you move an inch, yeah, that counts. Okay.
All righty. Alex, all right. You're up.
All right. Over 200 years ago, two brothers announced they could fly. Turns out they were right.
I get it. That looks like a smile and a grin from Rowan, too. That's a laugh right there, pal. That's a laugh.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm just getting older, but I will laugh in just because of how stupid a joke is.
The
now.
Setup was so serious. And then when I heard rights, I'm like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
200 yep. years ago.
My kind of joke. Shock, don't defend this.
let your friend enjoy these jokes, okay?
Well, you got the math wrong. 200 years ago? I don't know. We might have to disqualify that for getting the math wrong on the joke. I don't know.
Oh, dear God. It's not historically accurate.
Someone's throwing coconuts.
I typed it too fast.
More coconuts.
No, it was in the eight. They were born in the 1800s.
That still doesn't make it over 200 years ago.
It was one. Yeah, I typed it too fast. It was like 120 years ago.
You got the laugh, and it was because of the punchline.
120 years ago.
Yeah, so you did get the laugh out of the punchline. That still counts. Soft pretzels. Yep. I don't know what that one is above the soft pretzels being thrown.
Those pies?
Is that a pie?
That's a good call. Throwing pies. Okay, the kitty laughs from Sapphire. Yes, someone actually did the plain emojis because that's appropriate for this one. Spicy peppers.
Perfect.
Where are the wrong brothers? Oh my goodness.
Boo! No,
yeah. Boo him.
Thank you. Flatbreads. Right, so they're flatbreads. Interesting. Tomato cans. Yeah, that's a weapon at that point. Alex is back on a winning streak, though, with the Wright brothers, thanks to the aviation airport technology that we've had. The greatest.
Please don't use me to study for history homework, please.
When do the Wright brothers invent and test the airplane? They just write this full joke as the answer.
700 years ago.
700?
No. I'm picturing you teach a college course and your whole curriculum is nothing but dad jokes, or you phrase everything like a dad joke.
You teach them in dad jokes, yes.
Dude, yeah.
Do you know how well the students would retain? I am going to school and I'm going to become a professor. Thank you, guys.
You have half the
second
class.
Second day, there's going to be two people in your class.
Or they're going to be the smartest people on the planet.
I was going to say, no, after every single class, you just see a single file line of students all groaning out of class every day. You're in Gray's class, aren't you? Yeah.
Yep. They're going to remember everything.
So you got some more juice boxes. I think those are plates of food, tomatoes. I don't know. The emotes and emojis are getting so weird. I can't even make them out. 435 BC when the Wright brothers See? Made it in Kitty Hawk, Cold North Carolina. Kill. Yes, clearly.
You don't know that? No.
I didn't know North Carolina was even around in 435 BC. Man, my history was really bad.
That guy who said that, he's a pilot. He knows his stuff. Trust me.
He knows.
Clearly teach that at pilot school, too, to learn how to do aviation and fly planes. That's clearly what they learn. Thank you again, everyone. We will see you next week with another dad joke. Alex is back on the winning streak. Please, please check out that link for Public Media that Blothar said. I'll leave it in the description tomorrow. And if everything else, have a great week. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Someone said I threw falafels. Oh, well.
Threw the falafels.
That was falafel again.
Plain jokes are better than bland ones.
Yeah, see, even I wasn't grinning.